previously, and Commissioner White and I valued the possibility of engaging an attorney. And one of the things that really obsessed me as I look, and all the cash reserves were burned through. You know, if we wanted to engage an attorney, it would be extremely difficult at this time.
I don't see how the cash reserves were burned through. I mean, that's not true.
Just like Sherman and Jewel.
That's not true. Show me the numbers where...
Okay, the numbers will come out. We'll wait until okay, we'll see it. You know, the professional you want to look at it, okay. Right there.
But I'm not accusing anything, or I'm not saying anything, other than I want to have a plan. If you want to engage an attorney and fight it that way, if we want to do zoning, if that's the consensus, but I'm not going to sit here and stick my head in the sand thinking that they're just going to go away and then we get blindsided at, you know, in 3 months or 4 months or five. If we're worried about cash reserves, our budget is roughly $15 million, give or take. Right? They were offering, that first was $1.5 million. That's 10% of our budget. Now, anybody, you know, that if we can increase services, improve our infrastructure, and lower taxes, if that's an opportunity, we at least have to do our due diligence and look at it. If it is not feasible or there's too many drawbacks, then we have to know what those are. And we can't just say, well, we are scared of roads or infrasound because the internet told us. And not...
When I was in Salina, and I've said it before, I heard directly from the attorneys that represent the wind farm, the coalition, the one you dealt with. You know?
Who? I didn't deal with him.
Well, you were right there in a state, in a Senate meeting where you had one of the lobbyists point to you and said, yeah. Do you have any questions? That's Cole Prail, the commissioner from Quebec County.
Yeah, they did that. They said that.
You know, and you've got to have some kind of connections to get that far, gee whiz.
No, I just...
I bet you Whiter and I sat in there, she wouldn't know who the hell we were.
Whiter spoke the day before. He spoke, which is his right. I can go and that is my job, to hear both sides.
But since I've known you, there's only been one side.
I have not agreed to anything.
But just like the attorney said, the ones they're building here now are not only taller, but four times more powerful, which is why we have some of the noise complaints in the other
county.
Okay,
so what do you want to do about it?
I sure don't want to let them in the county.
Don't you
but I know our options are extremely limited because...
So you want to stick your head in the sand and just do nothing?
I'll tell you what scares the hell out of me is the number of times you called Kinsey and then called RDIPE, and I'm
Who?
Thinking...
How many?
Was it in there?
No. Uh-uh.
Was that
no.
A plot to do... No. Has somebody advise you to go through the... burn through the county's
what
funds?
What are you talking about?
You wouldn't know.
No, you would... That is just... That's lies. That is bold-faced lies.
Okay.
Yes.
You call Kinsey. You call RWE. I don't know.
When?
February and March and April of last year.
No. Thanks.
Okay.
I think we'll talk to Kinsey once, and that has been well documented. Don't try to portray that I was doing something illegal or... underhanded, that I'm going to burn through the...
Well, the suspicions are still there.
Okay, you can have the suspicions, but you're not going to sit here and imply that I made some plot to burn through the cash reserves. You've been here 40 years. If you didn't have enough cash reserves, there's some guy like me that can come in there and burn through it 1 year.
You know what happened?
What?
You and Kinsey coming together. That did.
Okay.
No answer, how
much,
buts,
how
or
much
maybes.
More would, how much
why the hell don't you think I didn't sign the budget because of the most...
I'm not getting into that. All I'm saying is, why aren't we figuring out what they're doing? If you want to stop them, figure it out. Figure out how to stop them.
But our resources are much less to do so now. So and whether it was by plot or by damned accident, you sure did.
By plot. Give me a break. Addis, you're losing it. You are losing touch with reality. If you think it is some grand plot to burn through the cash reserves, to bring in a wind farm that... I'm saying if we don't want it, we better have a plan to stop it.
The thing is, you sure made it a lot more difficult.
Mm-hmm. That's a bald-faced lie. Yeah, Colin, I said that. So, but this is not the conversation I wanted to have. I wanted to have a conversation. Let's get them on the phone. But the last time, you know, they sent a proposal, how long did you sit on it? It was $1.5 million with the opening offer for that first year. How long, you know, I didn't know anything about it.
You know,
no, answer the question.
That wouldn't even pay
answer the question.
What the hell is the question?
How long did you sit on that?
I'm not even sure about the 1.5.
Okay. Wow. I remember.
You have a connection with them. I don't have. I'm sorry. Have we ever received anything here that said,
let's call
we will give you $1.5 million for your general fund? Never.
Then I want to call them up.
Then call them up. It seems like you sure know their number.
When was the last time I called them?
I have no idea. All I know is that when they brought out, when it was brought out about the number of times you all called RWE and each other, you know, I was a little upset because that forced them underground. All communications now will be done so that somebody from the general public can't see it.
Hey, if I call them, it'll be right here on speakerphone there, buddy. So you can imply whatever you want. You're out of line. You are out of line. All I'm saying is,
I just hope you just want
to interrupt and grandstand. All I'm saying is, you better have a plan if you really want to stop it. Because I could care less either way at this point. But if we have an opportunity to bring in a lot of money for infrastructure to lower taxes, we have to look at it. That's our job.
You destroy other people's lives. That's what gets me. It's like you don't care about them.
You care about them. That's why I'm saying.
You know, it's fine in Western Kansas where it's isolated.
I'm done. We need to get a hold of them. Figure out what they're doing. I don't want to sit here and.
Okay, so we call them up. What do you expect them to tell? Seriously? Mm-hmm. What do you expect them to tell?
They'll either say, this is our plan, we're looking at, you know, other avenues, or we're employing resources everywhere, or if they don't talk, that means they're starting litigation. If they refuse to talk, that's what they've done. They've lawyered up, and they're moving in a different direction.
They've already got lawyers. They have not lawyered.
But they're, if they're going to go through the court system, if that's what they want to do.
Okay.
We'll just sit here and wait.
So what you're saying is either way, they're making plans to come in.
They're doing something. I mean, they're either going to... If they're not, they're going to make plans to sell that thing, sell all the leases off. They're not going to walk away. Be realistic.
Those leases have no boundary to them coming in or not. They negotiate those out of just giving money away.
Right. So they are going to
determine whether they're coming in or not.
We don't have a way to stop them right now.
One of the best things you did, that there's no longer a majority of this board that's in favor of them. That's what, that did more to stop than anything else.
Hey, I'm not saying, I've never said yes, I've never said no.
Yep.
I'm saying we just have to look at it.
If the other commissioner was still on this board, and Mr. Wider wasn't, we would probably have been further along as far as having wind turbines in this county.
We'll just sit here and wait then.
Well, this was a right.
I just said, let's have a plan in place. If you want to do zoning.
How can we have a plan in place when you're a 180 from where Commissioner Wider and I are?
If you want to stop it, and that's what we decide, we need to do it so we don't bankrupt the county. If we can't stop it, we need to make sure we get something out of it. If we can't stop them, we need to make sure that our roads aren't wrecked.
You know, we can do everything in the world, but you know, if somebody that takes my place is on that, I mean, it'd be 2-1 to do them again. And I think everything we do would be thwarted. You know, I just hope that whoever takes my place has enough common sense to realize how detrimental it would be to the people. And they're just gonna, and everybody keeps saying the West part of the county, they're gonna be all over this if they come in.
And I think they're going to Crawford, they're in the Osho. I don't know about, you know, there's some in Cherokee County, there's some pushback. Montgomery County, I don't know.
Just remediation. $1.5 million, when you start to test the remediation it's gonna take. when these things come up. Look at Mercer County.
I'm not fighting about it. You're either unable or unwilling to look at the complexity of this.
So are you interested in zoning?
Hey, if we want to zone it, let's zone it all. Because that's the only thing I think will do it.
That's what council says.
I don't think zoning is the only way. You got to
we're going to have a... You're going to have a problem for every solution. Our taxes are high. Our health outcomes in this county are atrocious. We die sooner. We're poor.
More than Red Farms are going to correct that.
Nope.
Or,
no, I'm not saying that. But it'd be something. But and our population has shrank on every, on every census since, the last 100 years.
So your commission is a zone entity, correct? My commission, your district. So,
well, the 3 mile
the
area.
Just the city.
You're not,
Of the city.
Mm-hmm. They almost did that immediately.
And I don't like that. And the only reason I don't like that is because the people that are outside the city limits, but they're in that 3 mile zone, are zoned by a city commission that they have no representation or vote to elect. That's wrong. And do they get any services for being zoned?
So you think they feel like they would love to have the opportunity to put industrial wind turbines in the community?
I don't care at this point. I really don't. If RWE wants to come in and do something, they need to be here. They need to figure out if they're going to offer anything or, let's all lawyer up and go that way. I don't care at this point. But I don't want to sit here bearing my head in the sand and say, okay, I think it's okay, and then here they come.
So are you in favor of getting us a lawyer to direct this to go against the wind?
No. We can get a lawyer, but not just to do one thing. You have to look at everything to see what our options. Okay, we don't want a lawyer, so we're going to fight it no matter what. We don't have a shot. And we're going to bankrupt the county doing it. I don't want that. But I don't want to lay over and say, yeah, do you want this? Come on. Just use a little common sense and hash this out.
I think the thing that really stopped them in the tracks is when Commissioner White got appointed. Seriously.
Hey, it maybe have. I don't know.
I got a huge majority of non wind turbine people in District 2. Huge. I mean, anybody that's thinking that's going to go over well is totally misled.
I know there's issues. I'm well aware of that. As I've been dealing with this issue for 2 years, it's not a whole lot of fun.
I just find it interesting how Neosho County is really falling on its face as far as what the wind turbines, brand new wind turbines at that, have
and I don't
shut down. And those people aren't making any money. And it's like, I appreciate the blinking lights getting down. So.
But you see, was it annoying, from where you live?
And what was all?
And that's what I'm also
doing. I'm 2 miles away.
2 miles away, 3 miles away, you're going to see them.
Yeah.
They're going to line up around every county. You can see the ones in Crawford County from Levette. Let's be realistic. Oh, we don't want those. They're not here, so we don't get any benefit from it, but we can still see them. You don't think Oklahoma would line them up on our border? Just so you be realistic. That's all we're
doing. Our job is to represent the people. And I still think that they're.
But if it bankrupts the people and they're coming anyway, we at least have to know that. If we can benefit more, or if we can stop them, we need to know that, and we need to know how we do it. Can't ignore this one. That's what
I understand.
So, okay. I'm done.
You resign as a commissioner?
You wish.
No, it's not up to me. I'm going to be gone anyway, but I think it'd be best for the county.
Well, you can.
Seriously.
Great.
Because I still very, very little got your information with RWE and the
you know what? You can take your worries and your speculations and your accusations and keep them to yourself, because I have no connection other than with this commission with RWE. There's no financial connection. There's no influence. There's nothing.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
Well, I don't really care if you're opinion anymore.
The thing is,
wind farms
got money to pass around. The people who are trying to fight it don't have anything.
And you know, I haven't taken
all they hope for is they get paid representation to stand their ground.
Hey, and all I know, I haven't taken a dime and never will. Don't imply that again. Understood?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Did I say you're on the graph?
Yes, you did.
All right. I don't recall that. But if you want to admit to it, then, you know, how about it?
Excuse me?
Okay. Is there anywhere else we can go with this conversation?
Other than baseless accusations.
I'll reach out to a lawyer.
Is Cope going to be...
Is that right?
What's that?
I'll reach out to a lawyer that I want to pursue that.
There is one, and you know...
The one that already sued us?
That's gone.
Well, yeah, but still. I mean, I don't really want the...
No, he didn't.
What is your connection to that? To this Patrick Hughes? You know, who had that?
I never talked to him. I read some of the things that Pinions has written, because some of the people in District 2 shared those with me during their stand.
Do you think he's backed by anybody? The anti-wind farm? You think that's
they don't have any of the money that the wind farm people have.
Yeah, because Big Oil doesn't have any money.
Big Oil's not... I mean, they're not involved in this. It's not going to be around that long. It's not going to be that much competition for them.
Okay.
You're just getting nowhere.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
You knew it wasn't getting anywhere.
No, I was just trying to get some reasonable expectations. But you want to make baseless accusations towards me.
You're amassing those.
No, I'm not.
But I do question some of the practices you've done, especially when dealing with last year's budget or that we're living on this year's budget.
Oh, jeez, give me a break.
No, I'm not.
4 years in office, and then I can wreck it in one. Must not have done much.
It took about 25 years for the commission to build it up to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a good budget. You know, not anymore. Okay. Terry, you got anything additional?
No.